Don't ever, ever, Dad, listen to your wife if she says that.
Family man. Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, we just talked like 2 seconds ago, and I said, how are you this morning? You asked me on the show. So I'm asking you on the show. So you don't sound like you're your normal morning perkiness. So what's up?
I'd just like to say I'm done. I've had enough. It's time to just, you know,
curl up and die.
No, not that. Not the big I'm done, but
okay, because I was gonna quickly announce, you know, we're in need of another podcast host. Yeah, okay, so forget that. So you're done with
I've had enough with all the craziness. I want to go back to like 1989, I think. Back in a simpler time when you could run through the dandelions and things were happy and fun, you know?
Exactly. In your parachute pants.
And, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. I don't know about you, though. In Cincinnati, does it feel like, I told my wife, we were driving last week and we were driving to Indianapolis, I think. Yeah. On Saturday morning. And I just said, you know, it just feels like we could go back to normal. I mean, it just feels like we could. I mean, because people don't talk the same way. You know, like when you're talking to your friends, they just don't talk the same way. Our church is pretty normal now. But it just feels like there's still that. The media is still going, oh, yeah, well, don't forget you could die, you know, because of this. And it just, I don't know. It just feels like somebody's scamming somebody.
Definitely. You weren't going to talk about that today, were you?
That's okay. We can talk about it.
No, I don't
We're a
talk
flexible
about it.
Show, Scott. We try to
we run
scratch
a tight
that
ship
where
here. Itch.
I don't know. But it is. I think my wife was saying the other day, you know, she's just ready to switch. She's just ready to not have this anymore. So
I've lost interest.
You have?
I'm ornery today, man. Watch out.
Okay, that's good. I'm good with that.
Better mood.
I just heard on the news that Bill Gates' father died yesterday, I think. He was 94 years old. Man, that guy was tall. I didn't like research, but he towers over his son.
Hmm. My son's towering over me now.
Oh, yeah?
Not by a lot, but an inch or so.
Well, no, this is towers, like 6 or 7 inches. So I don't know, either Bill's real short or his dad's real tall, but he was 94 years old. And I always like, you know, they had a little montage of his dad and I don't know how involved his dad was. I mean, you know, when your memories are, we used to talk about cases, you know, when he was a kid. I thought they were very interesting. But still you can tell that dads mean a lot to their sons. So.
I got nothing, man.
Huh?
I got nothing.
That's okay, Scott. That's okay. I can carry the show. There were a lot of guys who wrote. I should have read some of those nice notes about our 400th episode, or supposedly 400th episode.
It was 400. It was 400 for us. Stop it.
Okay.
Hey.
Is that what you do with your wife? Yeah, it's close enough to our anniversary, honey. Close enough.
You're not going to let this go ever, are you?
Probably never. That's the great thing about me. I never let it go. I always bring it up again. Always.
Awesome.
Yeah. I was reading this in the news, too. A little bit of dad news. One of the dads, I can't remember who it was. One of the dads wrote and said his favorite part is dad news on the show. And we haven't done that in a while. You know, the coronavirus has thrown us off. So. Where I'm trying to get back in the saddle. So this says, dad faces backlash over disappointing, and that's in quotes, decision on daughter's birthday. It says a father is being called out on social media and by his wife for not doing enough on his daughter's birthday. The issue arose when his wife was away for his daughter's birthday. He was tasked with handling the festivities, but his 15-year-old daughter insisted she wanted nothing. So what did he do? He did nothing. The next day, his wife called asking what he did for his daughter's birthday. When he told her he did nothing, she blew up at him, saying their daughter was too shy to make a big deal about her birthday. Then later that day, his brother-in-law dropped off a cake and presents. He jokingly said to me, "What kind of father doesn't buy cake for his kid's birthday?" the man said. Reddit users felt the father shirked his responsibility here. It's sad that you didn't go out of your way for her birthday or do anything for her. How disappointing for your daughter, one user commented. Whoa. You know, that's a bad thing about today's, you know, the world we live in. Now it's not enough just to be shamed by your family. Complete strangers will shame you for doing the wrong thing.
I think we could mount a pretty credible campaign to shame the wife for that, because she's the one who left him in charge of it. I mean, that was the big mistake there.
That's true.
It's all her fault.
Yeah, and Scott, and you speak like you're like an expert of, you know, moving the blame.
I've been shamed many times for things like that.
Oh yeah, well, if you hadn't married me, exactly. We wouldn't have had kids. Huh?
That's my strategy, and I'm sticking to it.
And I just read about a dad who killed his kids, so actually, I'm pretty good.
That was a little off color, Todd.
Yeah. Well, I didn't.
Shame on you.
I was thinking, though, you know, I don't think the dad should be shamed, because as a dad, you know, we're all guilty of things like that. But, you know, really, a dad's job is to take care of those things. Like a husband's job is to remember his wife's birthday or the anniversary. And we were talking to a husband and actually my wife was talking to the wife part. The wife part of the marriage, and she had done something for her birthday. She'd made, you know, gotten a little cookie thing, and the wife said something like, "Well, my husband certainly won't do anything." And you know, she didn't seem upset about it. She almost resigned to the fact, but it made me think, man, I hope my wife doesn't ever have to say that. You know, and my wife sometimes says, "Oh, you don't make a big deal about it. You don't need to do anything." Don't ever, ever, Dad, listen to your wife if she says that. You make a big deal because she's a big deal, even if she doesn't care. Or like for your daughter. And again, I don't know what the right amount is or how big it has to be, but I want my kids to know that they're worth it, that they would never be forgotten in my heart. And, you know, because I think sometimes, I don't know if you ever feel this way, Scott, you ever feel like your wife, and maybe not your kids, I think, you know, and a daughter might say, "Oh, you don't need to do anything." And I don't think she's putting you to the test, but sometimes your wife will do that, you know, like, "Oh, you don't need to do anything." And then she's waiting, you know, "You didn't do anything. Well, you told me not to." Well, you should have known better.
I'm suddenly feeling like I've missed a lot of these opportunities. There's probably a reason why I feel like I'm in the doghouse so often.
And that's why so many people wrote and said they really appreciate Scott. You know, I think it's because they can say, "Well, you think I'm bad? You should hear Scott."
They should write,
"You
my
think
wife.
You got it bad, honey. Try being married to him."
Yeah, they should write my wife and tell her she really deserves better.
If you ever leave him, we're with you. That's what I always said to my brother's wife. Gail, if you ever have to leave him, we're behind you.
Wow. That's yeah, cold,
I
man.
I know.
What kind of brother does that?
You've never met my brother, have you? Even though we did have him on an episode, it was a good episode. When we talked about...
Those are gone. We're not talking about old episodes anymore.
Well, we can still, we have to bring some of those back out.
Oh, okay.
They were good. The world needs to hear them. Well, we talked about them about something. Oh, all pro dads in the school system. So anyway, But there was another thing, Scott. There's another thing in the news that I just felt compelled to talk about. Have you seen, and I don't know anything about it, and this is half out of ignorance, but that's never stopped us before. I can do it totally out of ignorance. Have you heard that, like, there's this big kafal? I don't think that's a new word on the show, on episode number 401, kafal.
Sure you don't mean kerfuffle?
Or yeah, we could use that one too, kerfuffle. On this a Netflix show called Cuties or Little Cuties or Little Miss Sparkle or something like that. And I'm not exactly sure what the whole thing's about, you know, except the idea is that how we have sexualized our young kids. And, you know, and I saw this picture of, you know, these little, whatever, they're probably 9 or 10 years old kids, and they do that little pucker up. Can you see me on the camera there, Scott?
Yeah.
Into that little pucker up face, you know, the duck lips thing. That is, and of course, you know,
pose ever invented.
I know it. I know it. But here's the deal. And it's funny to me that how the world even cares, because the whole world is doing it. I mean, every little girl does it anyway. You know, I mean, I see kids with Christian parents, good Christian parents, whose kids do the same thing. You know, we went to and we talked about it. We went to a homeschool conference in Nashville 2 years ago. It was at the big Gaylord Hotel there in Nashville, and they were having a cheerleader contest. And, you know, when you were in school, Scott, the cheerleaders, they all basically looked the same. You know, they had a little skirt that had, you know, a little pleated colors. Like, if your colors were red and blue, the skirts were red and blue. And, you know, they had a little tennis shoes with bobby socks and, you know, some kind of shirt or something with a big D for Danville or whatever school you went to. And it was, you know, pretty much all the same. But now, you know, when we saw them 2 years ago, it was like they had their hair sprayed in these weird, odd shapes. They were covered in glitter. You know, they had these tight little outfits on, and they're like 8 years old, and they look like little bimbos. And I thought, why would a dad let their kid act like this? But, you know, I feel like we've got this little double standard going on where we see it in like a Netflix show, but we're letting some of our girls do it in real life. And I think it's time for dads to just say no. It's not that big a deal. I mean, even my daughter, Maggie, you know, I'd see her making that duck lip thing into a picture, you know, like she's taking a selfie. And I'm like, Maggie, don't do that. Don't do that face. You're a lot cuter than that. Don't do that face, you know? And there are times where I'm like, no, you can't wear those shorts. They're too tight. They're too short. They need to be thrown away. And, you know, because I don't want my little Miss Cutie looking like a little Miss Cutie. And I just think that we dads need to quit worrying about everybody else's kids and maybe start worrying about our own kids. And again, I don't think, I mean, I'll see girls, you know, that are young, and I'm thinking, why? And I don't know the dad. And I'm like, why didn't the dad say something? You know, I mean, they're hanging out all over the place, and they just can say, honey, you can't wear that, you know? So I don't know if you've run into that, Scott. I'm sure you have.
Yep.
But I don't know if you, even for your own kids, that you've had to say no.
I think when I really started throwing a fit was when they started putting words on the butts of kids' clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really? Like, you need to, never mind.
Advertise.
I don't even want to talk about it, you know? Like, it's just annoying.
But we dads have a place in all this. You know, I don't think it's getting off Netflix, which is fine. Go ahead and get off Netflix. I think there's 100,000 worse things on Netflix, even though we've been watching Trollhunters. Oh, man. That's a good show.
I was going to say, let's see. Can we come up with 3 good reasons to stay on Netflix? Because I don't know if there are 3 good reasons.
No, there are not. There are not. And we've got Disney Plus, and I mean, even Disney Plus, they've got some things that have just made me mad, and I've written them and said, hey, you know, this flies in the face of someone who believes the Bible, so take it off. or don't do it.
Since we're talking about TV, I would like to report that I've spent a couple of minutes total so far watching the NFL, and mm-hmm. I'd like to just let everyone know that the Bengals stink just as much as they always have, so you don't need to watch. Doesn't matter that they got the number one draft pick. He put on a Bengals uniform, and now he stinks. So that's the way it goes.
That's a sports segment. We don't do sports segments. We should have... You could be the sports dad in this. So I assume, are there people in the stands?
No. There, a couple of stadiums are having people. I think the first game on opening night, they had like 15,000 total they let in.
Oh, yeah?
But the other ones, it's really weird. And that's kind of what gets me to stop watching is I'll turn it on for a minute, and I've missed the opening stuff, so I didn't have to deal with all the politics at the beginning. But I turn it on, and I'm like, oh, it's kind of fun to watch football again. And then they show a shot of the empty stands, and I'm like, oh, yeah, all that stuff's going on. And then I remember, oh, yeah, these people hate me and my country and everything that I stand for. Right. And they make ridiculous salaries and complain about it. So why am I watching
babies.
Them?
Babies. I know it.
And they're going to lose, too, because they put on a Bengals uniform and now they stink.
And that's our sports segment.
There you go.
Hope you like it. Well, I thought maybe we'd talk this is the thing I want to talk. And really, it's kind of not a lead in. It was the last thing I'm talking about, the cuties or whatever, is a lead into this. This is from a letter from Family Man Joel Aguilar. And he wrote when we did it a couple weeks ago, when we did the show about oddness, you know, our kids having odd kids. He wrote, I thought his insights were very good. He said, just listen to the episode on oddness. And I have to say, I agree with what you're saying. You're not out to change your child into someone or something they're not. But as a dad, you have to turn them into their best version of themselves. That's something I'm trying to instill in our kids. We have three of them currently, 3, 8, and 9. They're their own individuals for sure. They have their quirks and moments of oddness, but I let them know when they're being weird or odd. Not so much they change in the immediate, but more so that they're always aware when they're being weird or odd. I know many kids who grew up with not many friends, and I believe it's because their parents didn't do that with them. Their parents just let them act strangely and didn't correct that. Yes, it is a correction, not a course correction, like the kid is sinning and needs to make 180 degrees turn, but a correction in that there is a slight adjustment needed to be made in the direction they're going. Strong interpersonal awareness and knowing how people view you or perceive you is invaluable in today's world where people seemingly form judgments about you based on the first 5 seconds around you. And it would seem you can't alter their first impression once it's made. I want my kids growing up to be good, strong Christians, but also likable as well. Because if they're liked, then they can influence. And if they can influence, they might just be able to change the world. And isn't that what we're here for? That's from Joel. But I thought his idea of, you know, basically making a correction, almost like a ship, you know, that you're constantly watching your horizon, you're watching all your gauges, and every once in a while, you just take the wheel and you just move it just a little bit, just to keep it on track. And I think that's a great way to think of how we deal with our kids, whether it's they come down in a certain outfit, and we say, no, you're not going to wear that today. And we've talked about that, you know, when we were talking about the gender thing and how some people think, oh, it's okay, just let your sons wear dresses and wear whatever they want. You know, I'll see kids with painted fingernails, boys with painted fingernails. You know, there are a lot of celebrities who are doing that. And it looks kind of cool when you're this big, tough guy and you got these black fingernails. And, but you know, if one of my kids suggested that or came down with that, I would make that little correction that Joel was talking about. I'd say, no, we're not going to do that because guys don't wear fingernail polish. Beep. And then it's done. And I think, you know, in these other areas as well, when we were talking about oddness, I knew a couple who one time they were leaving our house and they had a little tiny kid and the kid put on his coat backwards. And I thought the parents were going to, you know, say, oh, let's take it off. But they just zipped it up backwards. And the kid walked out the door and it was no big deal. I mean, you talk about an odd kid. Now that kid is odd as a grown-up kid. And I think it would have been easy to just say, not because it's sin, like Joel said, you know, but it's just a correction. And I think, Scott, I mean, I think he's right. In lots of areas, we make those. I know that for my boys, you know, is it wrong to wear your hat backwards as a boy? No, of course not. Does it sometimes say something about you? Yes. I remember hearing a guy, I wish I could think of his name, because some people might know who he is. Can't think of it. But one time I was hearing him speak, and my kids were little at the time, and he was saying that he didn't let his boys, he'd course correct them if they had their hats on backwards. He said, you know, because people will treat you differently. And he talks about his son. He's out driving and he gets pulled over and he gets a speeding ticket. And his dad asked him, did you have your hat on backwards? And the kid, you know, yeah. Again, I don't know if that, you know, what the correlation is, but to me, it kind of said, you know, there is some truth in that. When I see a kid with his hat on backwards, or even a dad with his hat on backwards, I sometimes make this judgment call of what this person is like. You know, old Red Green, the comedian, he used to say, when I was a kid, we wore our hat front ways because we wanted to shade the important parts. And you know, so to me, it's, I kind of think the same way. So when one of my boys, you know, has his hat on backwards, and, you know, I'll turn my hat around backwards. If I'm driving a boat or something, or and I don't want it to get blown off, I just whip it right around and I, you know, and I'll say, hey, Jed, put your hat on right. You know, it's no big deal and it's not infringing upon his freedom. I'm just making a little correction. And I think that's in so many other things as well. Have you, I don't know if you run into these kids, Scott, but you know, sometimes at a certain age, kids will like to make funny voices. Or, you know, sometimes they'll do that. I mean, you probably, have you ever met a kid? Because I meet a lot of kids, like when we're out on the road, you know, and they'll come up and they'll kind of hang out in our booth and they'll kind of, they'll speak in a funny voice, like they're talking to themselves, like, and I'm like, what? You know, and you think, and then they'll kind of go into regular. And then, and again, you know, I think Joel, what he's saying is that we just correct that a little bit and say, no, you know, when we're out in front of, don't do that. Even like just the other day, and I had to say to one of my kids, hey, you know, when we talk that way, it sounds really harsh. We're just not going to do it. Okay. We're not going to be so harsh. We're not going to call people weird. They were just weird, you know, all the time, because it sounds like we're being harsh. And I'm thinking, you know, like all parenting, that it's for the future, you know, because I don't want my kids to be described as always slamming everyone, because sometimes they can do that. So anyway, Joel, thanks for the great advice. And Dad, maybe you need to make some corrections.
I always tell my kid that that's like I'm playing the role of the public school since we homeschool. That I'm like, look, public school would have taken care of this for you, so I'm here to take care of it. You're not doing that weird stuff.
I don't know if they take care of it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the individual.
Yes.
It's the individual. And, you know, if we're not saying, you know, squash the individual. We're just saying, you know, make corrections so that they can grow in favor with God and with men.
There you go. So, yeah, because it's that's a fine line. I mean, how do you know exactly which things to correct and which ones not to? Yeah, it's up to you.
I think God puts it in your heart. I mean, if you don't see it, then I'm going to guess, you know, that that's okay. But if you see something that needs, that doesn't fit right, like the cutie thing or whatever, if that doesn't fit right, then I think God's using you, you know, as speaking in your heart to do something, to make that correction. And I'll tell you, they are a lot easier to correct off the bat than they are if we let those things become habits or become part of who they are. And then it's really hard and maybe even impossible for you to do it as a dad. So, hey, one more thing. I was talking to a dad this past week who was just a tired dad and tired husband. You know, just ready to pitch it all, not even sure if it was worth it. Even though we talked about it, we talked about the pain that it would cause everyone around him if he quit. And so, Dad, I don't know where you are right now, but if you're just like really, really tired, I'm just encouraging you to hang in there. what you do is just so huge, and we don't have that luxury. I wish we did, if it just about us, you know, that it was just us that we had to worry about, but it's not. It's so much bigger. If we get out of the game, our kids suffer. Their kids suffer. It just keeps going on. So know that you're not alone and don't give up. If you need, you know, someone, some extra encouragement, hey, email me at familyman@familymanweb.com. And we can even, I'll give you my cell phone number and we can talk. Okay. So don't stop. Hey, one last thing before we go. If you have a homeschooling wife, maybe you've heard about our daily homeschooling calendars. By the way, the daily You to Dad calendar is being produced right now. So it will be on the shelves by the last day of October. At least that's the plan. But we've done one for moms. And this is a little bit different. It's a flip calendar. It's a perpetual calendar. And it just has an encouraging quote or something to remind your wife to smile during the homeschool year. And in fact, I was looking just today at some of the reviews, and here are just a couple of them. Here's one from a mom, from Lisa, says, I keep this calendar on my school desk and look forward to each day to its message. Also, I love that it can be used year after year, not a peel-a-day type calendar. I want to buy one for all my homeschooling friends. And then another mom said, I've used the calendar for a few days and love it. It has funny pages and more serious pages with scripture and how it applies, for instance. I look forward to each entry one a day. It gives me a boost and helps me feel like I'm in this with others as well. And then one from a dad said, this item is great, but I wish I would have ordered it before my wife asked for it. When she saw it in the Family Man email, I forwarded it to her. She loved it. And it would have looked better if I ordered it myself before she saw it. So men, don't hold off on this like I did. Make yourself look good and get it before she asks for it. And good encouragement from Nick. So anyway, you can get them on our website, and you should do it soon. Well, hey, Dad, have a great week. If you need some do some correction this week, again, you don't have to look for it. But when it presents itself, just make that little bit of correction. And if you're tired, get some rest. And enjoy the weekend with your family. I don't know about down in Cincinnati, Scott. It's probably still a little warm down there. But it's feeling a little fallish. I'm not liking it, but it is feeling like maybe a campfire is due soon and some s'mores. And sometimes it sounds like a pain, and I know it is, Dad, but you should do it anyway. Because, you know, you did that.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week. Yes. Sorry, I had to wake up there.
And that's why we've done 400 episodes together.
Yeah. No. And I just, when you said funny voices,
he just reads me. He can hear it coming.